The move by Sarasota public officials to woo the Boston Red Sox to town could face a decisive moment next week. That's when the board members of the Sarasota County Agricultural Fair Association meet up about a potential land swap. Sarasota City and County officials want to acquire the 66 acres of land the fair board owns for a stadium at Fruitvale Road and Tuttle Avenue. The question is what the fair board thinks is an equitable trade-off. The Red Sox currently conduct spring training in Fort Myers. Although their lease with Lee County runs through 2019, a clause in their contract allows for an escape out after next season. Sarasota City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner is driving the effort to bring the Red Sox to town. He says that the time to present a plan to the defending world champions is needed soon.
Yeah, we've said from the beginning of this back in, I guess, late April that we wanted to go through a 90 to 120-day process to at least put something on the table that the Red Sox could say yes or no to. The reason being that the Red Sox are basically a free agent, and I'm sure there's a number of communities, not only in Florida but also Arizona, that are doing the same things that we are right now to find out what is a doable deal that is responsible for taxpayers that can be presented to them. And ultimately, the Red Sox are a business organization. They're going to make the decision that's the best decision for their organization.
The Red Sox last week denied a report that the team had imposed an August deadline for negotiations with city officials about moving spring training operations to Sarasota. Nevertheless, Sarasota officials are probably on a time clock. Question is, what would be an acceptable land swap for the 66 acres of primetime real estate the fair currently owns? Commissioner Kelly Kirshner said there are no specifics, but says the city and county can only give up so much.
We also appreciate the fact that there's a tipping point on a price that makes sense, and there's a price that won't make sense. And we've said all along that the fairgrounds offers an opportunity for the community to leverage prime real estate at the entrance to the city and county of Sarasota, really at our gateway, which is a direct shot from I-75 into downtown Sarasota, that has existing road networks that certainly can handle this type of ballpark facility. It's a great opportunity for all of us, and I think we all owe a debt of gratitude to the Fair Board that they've been stewards of this land for close to six decades, and we have the luxury to have this conversation.
There appears to be as many different opinions about what's an acceptable trade-off as there are members on the Fair Board, of which there are over 20 members. One of them is Sarasota County Commissioner John Thaxton, who says it's disheartening to hear people criticize proposals that have yet to be formally introduced.
The Fair Board said that they were going to keep an open mind and look at alternative locations, including Ed Smith Stadium or the Twin Lakes Park off of State Road 72 and I-75. That's the last and the only official action that the Fair Board has taken. The acreages and all of these other things that you're that people are suggesting the Fair Board is asking for have yet to be approved by the Fair Board.
Local officials have acted expeditiously after the Cincinnati Reds declared that they would leave Sarasota after the 2009 spring training season to move to Goodyear, Arizona. In addition to the Fair Board meeting scheduled for next week, an economic impact report is scheduled to be released within the next month that would assess the value of the Red Sox in the community. Some local officials have criticized the Fair Board, who historically have been hesitant to swap land when other proposals have come down the pike over the years. But Sarasota County Commissioner John Thaxton says that the Fair Board has gotten a bad rap in the local Sarasota media.
I come to their defense. I mean, I know that they're being a little bit difficult to deal with, and even from my perspective, I would say that. But they're concerned, and they're concerned about defending something that I think is very important for Sarasota's future. So I'll do the best I can at the meeting to bring the two sides together and at least make a reasonable and rational decision rather than one that's based on emotion or mistrust.